I really hope that does not catch on. I hate that so much. Is there anything else I have to say? No, I don't think so. I'm sorry if I've omitted anybody. I'm looking forward to finally hearing Toppy Smelly's podcast about actually showing up in Vegas. Well, the actual show itself. I'm very excited. I've got to, of course, send a shout out to Big Fatty. Podcast inspiration. The tentpole of the community. How could I forget? Hopefully you'll find Squeaky Kitty soon. Although I'm sure there are those who would prefer that you didn't.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The tentpole of the community. How could I forget?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2888 of the DFO for Friday, the 22th of February, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're starting the final week of So-So Question Month. Well, who cares? Hello, returners. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're returners because if everything is going according to plan, Big Fatty is either returning to the villa today or tomorrow. My initial plan was to return on Saturday, but y'all, you know, as with everything in Hatlanta, it's fluid. It's just fluid. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like that moisture in your pants. What is that fluid? Big Fatty, it's a little sticky. Big Fatty, that's falling out. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, a lot of fucking going on once people put on their white shoes for Memorial Day, I guess so. But y'all, today, y'all, one of the founding members of the occasional fag little show still listens to the BFO. Big Fatty, the poor old thing. Y'all, it's that David B. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I called David B's little show something else recently, and y'all, he chewed my ass, Big Fatty, and then he spit it right back out. Yes, and y'all, but on Saturday, y'all, we're gonna head up. David B is up in, I think David B is in the New York State, y'all also in New York State near Woodhaven. Big Fatty, Woodhaven, y'all, is that Patrick Plain and his husband Song Man. Big Fatty, they have the same celebration. They do. So, well, they save on cake, I guess. I guess so. So that's on Saturday. Then on Sunday, y'all, we have four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is Kiko Lombardi. Y'all, I say it every year. I don't know who Kiko Lombardi is, but Kiko, if you are listening, please, for the love of God, for this last time before the little show ends, tell Big Fatty who the hell you are. Also, y'all, he's getting ready to move to Alabama with a banjo on his knee. Y'all, it is Dr. P from the Mr. Cackle Island. Big Fatty, and the sister of the Turnip Head, who used to do the Underpants show. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's Radish Head. Oh, Big Fatty, and y'all, I've met Radish Head and Dr. P, and y'all, then the person you heard at the beginning of today's little show doesn't do a little show anymore. Y'all, that was Calvin, formerly of the Howdy Do Pancakes. Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see David B., Patrick Plain, Songman, Kiko Lombardi, Dr. P., Ronnie Shed, or Calvin, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, that's going to be one hell of a big piece of cake. Probably a corner. Miss Bacon will want it, I bet.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy
Lefebvre. Oh, yes. Looks like Big Fatty is going to be heading back to Charleston on Friday. Today, rather than waiting around till Saturday, I've made an executive decision, y'all. There's not a whole lot that Big Fatty is doing over here in Atlanta right now, and my brothers and sisters-in-law are just gonna their little break away from everything is gonna be cut just a hair bit short, Big Fatty, like a haircut, something like that. I do want to say that the one thing that my mother has said on this trip is, yo, we were sitting on the settee the other night, and she turned to me and says, well, now, did you get the dog food? And I said, for what? She says, to feed the dog. And I said, I didn't know what dog. And she says, the one I've been feeding. I said, well, no, I did not get the dog food. So, B, Freddy, well, you need to run out to the Vons East and get the dog food. And the poor thing is probably hungry.
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Oh, yes. Or write in. Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. And y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub with a totally original, never heard before, bumper. Big Fatty, he didn't even do it in a studio. It sounded like he was in his car. Couldn't be bothered to do it. Just did sort of a half-assed job on that one. But that's perfect for So-So Question Month. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. Cue the crickets, you know. Who this is. This is David F. Lujan Sky calling in with a so-so question for the so-so question contest. And my question is, would you ever give me up? Bye.
Dear Gus, y'all, that of course is David F. Lujan Sky. And David, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you and to get the crickets up and moving. And absolutely a so-so question, because I think you're trying to rickroll me here. I'm never going to give you up, never going to let you go, never going to... Why, Big Fatty, you don't pretend like you know anything about music, because you don't. That's what makes it so-so. Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I do have a couple of so-so questions that have come in via the e-letters, and y'all, the first one came in on VD, and y'all, it was from the Fake Orgasm and the British Invasion, also known as Danny and Mike, and it says, dearest big fatty-o, so-so comment question, we're dog-sitting a beautiful young female golden retriever for the week. She emits noxious bodily gas a couple of hours after eating that very nearly singes our nose hair. Short of putting her outside, sir, what do you suggest? Fake orgasm, a big, really? That's never mind. Danny and Mike, absolutely a so-so question, Big Fatty, and I know it's vulgar. It's just vulgar, and Big Fatty is very much like being in the fat cave a couple of hours after, sometimes it didn't even take a couple of hours before you start emitting noxious gas. Just pretend like you're in Fat Acres with us. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds as bad as anything else you could come up with. The second so-so question from them is, what time does afternoon end and evening begin? absolutely a so-so question, because y'all were coming up on the end of standard time, and we'll be going to daylight saving time, afternoon and evening will spring forward in just a few weeks. A big fatty, the old gal's not going to be happy to hear that. No, she's not. I would say that and it all depends. The older you get, the earlier evening comes, because you know the early bird special is about 4 p.m. in the afternoon, so that's evening. You know, you wouldn't eat supper in the afternoon. You'd eat it in the evening. However, you know, if you live in Walnut Hills, afternoon ends about, I think supper time is probably when afternoon ends and evening begins, because, you know, in Walnut Hills, afternoon ends about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty, but that's what happens when you don't get up till 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon.
Hey, Big Fatty. David, that blue jeans guy once again. Cue the crickets, we know. Calling in another so-so question for the so-so contest. And my question is, would you ever let me down?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all that... y'all that, of course, is David, that blue jeans guy again. And Big Fat, he's definitely rickrolling you. And absolutely a so-so question. However, I'm going to make it vulgar. Big Fatty, you always do. It depends on how high I had hoisted you. Fatty, you are vulgar indeed. Y'all, we've got another so-so question. Y'all, this one from the Hinterlands. Sam in the Hinterlands sends me a little e-letter every day recapping every little show and all the parts that she likes. And Big Fatty, the poor thing, she in a home also. Think so. she asked this question. She says, what is the minimum thread count you find acceptable for sheets? All the best. And y'all, that was sent from her iPhone. And first of all, Sam, thank you so much for those daily e-letters. It's just lovely. And y'all, every once in a while, she'll get behind, and I'll have to send her a letter, an e-letter, and say, oh, is everything okay? I didn't hear from you today. Big Fatty, keep a check on her. She's dug that hole herself. It's true. Absolutely a so-so question. Y'all, and some people will think that this, yes, Big Fatty, especially if you spend all day in the bed until about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Well, thread count are important. Now, I'll admit I enjoy a nice thread count, but y'all, I'm going to tell you, a 200 thread count is very so-so, about 800, y'all, you know, Ian out there in the City of Angels, one year she sent me like a 1,200 or a 1,600 Egyptian cotton thread count set of sheets for my queen-size bed. Big Fatty, I see how you hoard that out just in case somebody else wanted to do it, I guess. But, y'all, they were just lovely. But I think about 800 is about the minimum Big Fatty's Tootsies can handle. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hello again, Big Fatty. This is David, that blue jeans guy. Just keep the crickets going. I'm giving him a workout today. My question is, would you hurt me? Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, he's definitely rickrolling you. Either that or he wants to go to a horror event. Well, you know, David, absolutely a so-so question, because hurt for one person might be pleasure. It's that pleasure-pain threshold where some things are terrible for some and lovely for others. Big Fatty, that's going to keep the old gal in bed the rest of the day. Probably so. Either that or vomiting in that bucket next to the food hook. Big Fatty, how did David's question turn into the old gal's food hook? I don't know. Y'all, I got another so-so question, this time from my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. He says, Big Fatty, you have your choice, Big Fatty, 2 5s or 1 10. Which option? Thank you for calling. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you for calling. Always lovely to have a a sexually charged so-so question from my straight boyfriend. You know, some would say that a 10 is certainly not so-so, and I might agree with that, but 2 5s, and you know, are the 2 5s at the same time, or is it Big Fatty, why don't you just go ahead and admit it, you'll take 2 5s, a 10, or change for a 20? But Big Fatty, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore, but Bobos are lovely regardless. Yes, Big Fatty, unless they're emitting dust. Big Fatty.
Hello again, Big Fatty. This is David F. Blue Jeans Guy. I think I need some theme music for this. My so-so question is, will you ever make me cry?
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, David, absolutely a so-so question, and I think I've already answered this when Danny Mouse, the fake orgasm, and the British invasion asked their question. Anytime Big Fatty is gassy, it's gonna make you cry, Big Fatty, and I think he was trying to get you to play that Rick Astley song. Well, I don't have inner tubes here, and I don't have it on the computer, so y'all just kind of hum that in your head, or yes, Big Fatty. It's almost like we can hear it now. It's just lovely, Yes. Y'all, we've got another so-so question here. Y'all, this time from Dr. Stone, and the headline is Camisole. He says, is it Camisole weather? I was on the Merriam-Webster website taking a vocabularium quizette, and this question came up. I got it wrong. The question was, when a used clothing dealer advertises a camisole is pediculous, it's pediculous. Big Fatty, that sounds like something the old gal would say. That may have been the word the old gal was using the other day, pediculous. Does that person mean that the camisole is infested with lice or elegant and refined? Big Fatty, absolutely a so-so question. And I think it's quite obvious that it's both. It's elegant and refined while being infected with elegant and refined lice. Big Fatty, who knew?
Big Fatty, it's George in Atlanta. Got a so-so question for you. So what is the largest number of bumpers you've used in a single episode? Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is George in Atlanta. Big Fatty, that's where we are. It's true. And, George, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Oh, dear, Gussie, and absolutely a so-so question. I can't imagine that anyone would ever want to know this. And, George, I don't know the number, but I do know that there was one episode, and it may have been a little quiz episode, where I played all the different bumpers that I did, and you could take the quiz, and you had to say what the bumper was for. So it was probably in the 20s anyway. So there you have it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Calvin, formerly of the Howdy Do Pancakes, and Calvin, how do you think Big Fatty's gentleman callers refer to him?
The tentpole of the community. How could I forget?
Oh, Big Fatty, your tentpole is, well, Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.